This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis announced today that teachers and child care educators can start getting the COVID vaccine on Monday, February 8th. Polis says people aged 65 to 69 will also become eligible for the vaccine then. Jill Connell is a music teacher in Fort Collins who is immunocompromised.
I'm very, very excited to be able to have some reassurance that now I can maybe teach a little bit more of what I want. I've been very shy and afraid to do what I need to do because of that.
Polis says it will take 2 to 3 weeks to vaccinate all educators in the state. Republican Congressman Ken Buck is not running for U.S. Senate in 2022. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
With a tweet, Buck put an early end to speculation that he might be eyeing a Senate rematch against Democrat Michael Bennett. He says he's humbled by the interest and support, but he will not be running for U.S. Senate in Colorado. Buck also recently announced he will not run again for state GOP chair. He said he'll continue serving the people of the 4th Congressional District. In 2010, Buck came within 2 points of defeating Bennett, but the demographics and the politics of the state have shifted in the past decade. There's only one statewide elected Republican currently holding office as a CU regent. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's warmer across Colorado, 60 in Pueblo, 59 in Denver, 57 for Colorado Springs, 55 in Grand Junction, 47 degrees in Vail. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.